Welcome to the Interactive Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting. The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. Today's topic is, in Jesus' words, lest we offend. I think a better title will be made evident. Romans, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Luke. And it came to pass that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one, into his own city. Mark. Jesus entered into Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, there came to him the chief priests, and the scribes and the elders, and they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people. And they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? But he said, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny that I may see it. And they brought it. And he said unto them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus answering said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Matthew. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he came into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and thee. Acts. With all humility of mind, support the weak. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. Psalms. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Proverbs. The Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Mark. Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there was a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto his disciples, and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury, for all they did cast in their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Genesis. If money fail, we will not hide it. Isaiah. Surely God is in thee, and there is none else. Ye shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end. Luke. Love ye your enemies, and do good, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal, it shall be measured to you again. 2 Kings. And Jehoash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all his days, wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken down. The people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. And Jehoash said to the priests, All the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of every one that passeth the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord, let the priests take it to them, every man of his acquaintance, and let them repair the breaches of the house, wheresoever any breach shall be found. But it was so that in the 23rd year of King Jehoiada, the priest had not, But it was so that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priests had not repaired the breaches of the house. And the priests consented to receive no more money of the people, neither to repair the breaches of the house. But Jehoiada, the priest, took a chest and bore a hole in the lid of it and set it beside the altar on the right side of as one cometh into the house of the Lord. And the priests that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. And it was so, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags and told the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And they gave the money, being told, into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord, to repair the breaches of the house of the Lord, for all they that was laid out for the house to repair it, for they dealt faithfully. Malachi. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker, neither does withholding enrich us. We have strength in proportion to our apprehension of the truth, and our strength is not lessened by giving utterance to truth. Giving a cup of cold water in Christ's name is a Christian service. Spiritual drafts heal, while material lotions interfere with truth, even as ritualism and creed hamper spirituality. If we trust matter, we distrust spirit. Whatever inspires with wisdom, truth, or love, be it song, sermon, or science, blesses the human family with crumbs of comfort from Christ's table, feeding the hungry and giving living waters to the thirsty. The sun, giving light and heat to the earth, is a figure of divine life and love, enlightening and sustaining the universe. Until that which contradicts the truth of being enters into the arena, evil has no history, and evil is brought into view only as the unreal in contradistinction to the real. Only until that which contradicts the truth of being enters into the arena, evil has no history, and evil is brought into view only as the unreal in contradistinction to the real and eternal. We should become more familiar with good than with evil and guard against false beliefs, as watchfully as we bar our doors against the approach of thieves and murderers. We should love our enemies and help them on the basis of the golden rule, but avoid casting pearls before those who trample them underfoot, thereby robbing both themselves and others. If mortals would keep proper ward over mortal mind, the brood of evils which infest it would be cleared out. We must begin with this so-called mind and empty it of sin and sickness, or sin and sickness will never cease. The present codes of human systems disappoint the weary searcher after a divine theology adequate to the right education of human thought. Sin and disease must be thought before they can be manifested. You must control evil thoughts in the first instance, or they will control you in the second. Jesus declared that to look with desire on forbidden objects was to break a moral precept. He laid great stress on the action of the human mind, unseen to the senses. Evil thoughts and aims reach no farther and do no more harm than one's belief permits. Evil thoughts, lusts, and malicious purposes cannot go forth like wandering pollen from one human mind to the other, finding unsuspected lodgment, if virtue and truth build a strong defense. Good must dominate in the thoughts of the healer, or his demonstration is protracted, dangerous, and impossible in science. A wrong motive involves defeat. In the science of mind healing, it is imperative to be honest, for victory rests on the side of immutable right. To understand God strengthens hope, enthrones faith in truth, and verify Jesus' words, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Tithe, contribution, tenth part, homage, gratitude. The tender word and Christian encouragement of an invalid, pitiful patience with his fears and the removal of them are better than hecatombs of gushing theories, stereotyped borrowed speeches, and the doling of arguments which are so many parodies on legitimate Christian Science aflame with divine love. This is what is meant by seeking truth, Christ, not for the loaves and fishes, nor like the Pharisees with the arrogance of rank and display of scholarship, but like Mary Magdalene from the summit of devout consecration with the oil of gladness and the perfume of gratitude, with tears of repentance and with those hairs all numbered by the Father. A Christian Scientist occupies the place at this period of which Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said, "Ye are the salt of the earth." Let us watch, work, and pray that this salt lose not its saltness, and that this light be not hid, but radiate and glow into noontide glory. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And love is reflected in love. This concludes the reading and the recording portion of